Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming to take a look at some of our wonders that we have in Brazil, including Brazil nuts. I don't know how many of you are used to eating Brazil nuts and are willing to get some selenium from that. And if you know the amount of selenium we're trying to get from each nut that you eat every day. Well, this is part of the answers that we were trying to have with this kind of work. So this work was done by a master's student of mine, Edu Silva Jr., with the help of many colleagues from Embrapa, the Brazilian research company, who helped us a lot with the sampling procedures in the Amazon region, as well as with some other friends from the soil science department of Federal University of Lavras. Well, I'm going to go through this outline, giving you a little bit of a rationale of selenium. The importance of selenium for humans, then what we did over there in the Amazon, collecting those samples, the results, the main results, and the conclusions and the additional work that we are trying to do with respect to those selenium, Brazilian nuts, and in the soils as well. Well, some facts about selenium. Most of you, as I told, have consumed Brazil nuts, and I don't know what's the reason, what's the purpose, but probably some of you know that Brazil nuts is one of the richest source of selenium in the world. Well, some previous work have measured this amount, and those numbers are really big from some places and very small from some other places, but even considering 5 milligrams of selenium per kilogram is already a big amount of selenium in a natural food that you have. If you make a comparison with grains, for example, this is at least 10 times more than what you have in grains like wheat. So 512 milligrams per kilogram is a lot of selenium. This could be a problem or not. So this is a question that we're trying to answer. Well, so as I told you, Brazil nuts are a very nice source of selenium, and in some cases one nut is enough for the whole day, but in some other cases might be not enough. In some other cases one nut might be already a lot of selenium, so we're trying to answer these kind of questions. And why we are talking about selenium? Because selenium has already been proved as a very important micronutrient for many animals and humans, preventing cancers, and it's been added to fertilizer in some places all over the world. Brazil is just starting to have a regulation on addition of selenium in fertilizer as well. Even though selenium is not important for plants, it's important for animals and humans. So we're trying to address this question, relating this to Brazil nuts, which is a very important plant that we have in Brazil. So I don't know how many of you know a Brazil nut tree. If you could see a cattle, very small. So a Brazil nut like this one is probably 50 to 60 meters tall, and the trunk is like 2 meters of diameter. You have to have 3 or 4 men in order to give a big hug into a tree like that. But we have trees that are being produced in farms that are a lot smaller. Clones that are being produced 40 years ago. We visit the farm, I'm going to show you one place. And the clones are a lot smaller, so it's a lot easier to harvest. Normally you don't harvest. You have to let the capsule go to the ground. Should not be there when this happens, because otherwise you might be killed. Actually, some of the staff killed cattle like those. If they are actually smart enough not to go around during the time that the fruits are falling down. So this is a typical tree. It's really complicated. You cannot harvest from the tree. You have to wait till this come down to the soil. So where is the distribution? The distribution is like this one. We have distributed all over the Amazon region in Brazil, as well as in some countries that are nearby. Well, as I told you, many previous works has shown that selenium content in nuts vary according to the soil as well as according to the plants. And some guys have done previous work showing this, but none of them were trying to make a correlation on trying to explain what is the reasoning for this. Is it related to the soil? Is it related to the kind of plant that you have? So we're trying to do this in a more comprehensive way, with the help of our friends from Embrapa Wheat in this region. So the objective was to analyze the amount of selenium in nuts as well as in the soils, first on trying to assess the amount of selenium that different nut populations would have, and also on trying to see if there was a relationship between the amount of selenium in the soil and the amount of selenium in the plants. So those are the sites where we took the samples. This is the only site where we have a farm. All the other sites are native species. So here, over here, we have a border of the Cerrado bioma and the Amazon bioma. Over here is a typical Amazon bioma. Over here, it's a typical Amazon basalt, but we also have a little bit of Cerrado soils. And here, close to Bolivia, in the dark AC, where is AC it is another native place where Brazil nut grows. So the red one is the only place where we collect nuts in a farm that produces nuts, that's been producing nuts for the last 40 years. What the sampling scheme that we did, we took soil samples 3 meters far from the trunk in each position, north, south, east, and west, and we collect 15 plants in each site. In some places, you have to walk like 2 or 3 kilometers from one tree to another one, and we collect 10 fruits from each plant under the canopy, and for the soil sampling, we collect samples down to 60 centimeters, 0 to 20, 20 to 40, 40 to 60. We did regular analysis, as many of you already know, so we have to track specific nuts from each plant. So from the whole population, we had 50 when we first sampled. We took 3 nuts from each plant. We had to prepare, to grind, to wait on a specific amount to put in an acid digestion system. And then we analyzed selenium using graphite furnace atomic absorption spectroscopy. And we use standard material for quality assurance, quality control. In this case, was white clover from BCR. And for soil analysis, we did a similar procedure. We have to prepare the soil, dry the soil, wait a certain amount. In this case, we did digestion using a microwave procedure that's already known for many of those of you who work with trace metals. And for quality control, we use Montana soil from NIST in order to be sure that we're going to have nice results. So going to our results, on my right side and your left side, we have first the amount of selenium in each nut. So we could see small amounts in the border of Bolivia, the state called Acre, AC, a little bit similar in the transition of the Cerrado to the Amazon in the state of Mato Grosso. And when we start went up close to the Amazon River, the amounts were increasing up to like 70 as a median for the state of Amazon. This is 70 is where the red dot was. So this is where the farm is producing nuts, cultivating nuts. And when we add this content to the average weight of each nut, we could address the amount of selenium per nut. So we have like numbers as low as 5 micrograms per nut up to 200 micrograms per nut, which is the amount of selenium you would require for a treatment for cancer prevention, for example. So actually, we did a math for that, and when we consider the 70 micrograms per day as the recommended daily intake, if you eat a nut from Acre, you're going to get 10% of what you need. So you have to eat 10 nuts from Acre, but then if you eat a nut from the Amazon, an average, a median value, you're going to get already 300% of the amount of selenium that you will need. And another thing that we did, we were trying to assess if there was similar behavior of selenium, which is mostly a selenate, and sulfate, as we observe in many soils in Brazil. That's why we did sampling down to 60 centimeters. For the states on the border, far from the Amazon River, we saw this similar behavior. So the amount of selenium increased as we went down the soil profile. So we could see more selenium and 40 to 60 centimeters. But when we went to the soils, the locations close to the Amazon River, the behavior was different. So in this blue side, we have soils that are mostly oxidic. In the red ones, we already have soils that are mostly kaolinitic. So the behavior is different in both situations. And especially in the state of Amapá, which is the AP that you see over there. Well, we tried to see if there was a general correlation between the amount of selenium in soil and the amount of selenium in plants, using separate correlations for each layer. And we could not see a really nice correlation. Then we tried to use principal component analysis in order to assess if adding some other attributes to these models, we could have a better prediction. So first here we have a single prediction for soil selenium at each layer. Then we started adding some other attributes like soil pH, because, for example, we might have a total amount of selenium that is really high, but then if it's a soil that fixes an anion, if you have an ion, iron oxides and aluminum oxides in the soil, and they could fix selenate, for example, which is an anion, then you have a total amount that is big, but the available amount is small. Since we started this project with measurements of total amount, we have to address also issues like pH. So we could see that we could get better predictions when we started adding these kind of variables. And sorry for this graph, but the idea is not to make sure that you're seeing everything, but then we try to do this principal component analysis addressing one component, which is really the total amount of selenium. So if you go down in this direction, the vertical direction, we have the size of the spheres are comparable to the amount of selenium we have in soils. So most of the soils from the Amazon region, it doesn't matter what we have in the soil, the kind of the mineralogy, because the high amounts of selenium that are very close to the river, probably it's related to the sediments that came to the Andes, they are going to provide the high amount of selenium to the nuts. On the other hand, if you have soils in the Amapá region where the soils are mostly kaolinitic, they have a little bit more selenium than in other regions, but they have also to have high pH in order to really, for us to make sure that we have available selenium that are going to, that is going to go up to the trees and then to the nuts. So in conclusion, we have seen that those nuts are really, really good in taking up selenium from the soil and transferring to the trees are good in taking up from the soil transferring to the nuts. There's very little content, so if you're going to start measuring total selenium, so we have to improve our models. The ability varies among plants as well as among sites. We are doing a specific job now with clones in the farm to address this in a better way. And the variations, these big variations, indicate that we have to continue trying to discover what are the reasons for this. So the question remains, can we predict the amount of selenium in the nuts based on what we have in the soils? And what we are doing next? We have to try to confirm what are the additional attributes from the soil as well as from the plant that are important for accumulation, for addressing accumulation. And another issue, is it really the total that matters, or we could start doing bioavailable fraction of selenium? So this is the next issue that we're going to address. And to end, I would like to acknowledge our sponsors, the Brazilian Ministry of Science and Technology, the Brazilian Ministry of Education, and our state foundation, as well as my university. So some of the figures of the group taking samples in the Amazon, which is really difficult. And thank you very much.